Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst. "Peace be with you," he said to them. When he had said this, he showed him his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced at the sight of the Lord, and he said again, "Peace be with you." Then he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is Pentecost. It is the birthday of the church. Perhaps the greatest contribution that Pope Francis is making to the church is his redefinition of church. When I was growing up, as is the case with many of you, church was a place of judgment. It judged us and told us whether we were worthy or unworthy, whether we were in the state of grace or not in the state of grace. It was a church that marginalized many people. We said, for example, to people whose marriages failed and then found love and life in a second marriage, "You're not worthy to come up here. You're less than the rest of us." What an outrageously self-righteous statement to make. Jesus Christ never said anything like that. How could we? What that church did was made communion a reward for being good rather than the food that sustains us in the journey of life. And Pope Francis is saying none of us should judge, leave judgment to God. And the church, according to him, is like a field hospital. It's a place where people come to be healed, where people come with their burdens and we can introduce them to the Lord, who will walk with them in that journey. He says that the first word out of the mouth of every pastor has to be mercy, mercy, mercy. And furthermore, he said that the needs of the human heart always supersede the law. And so church becomes a place where we are healed, a place where we can be freed of our burdens and know that the Lord is with us. And so let us celebrate the birth of that image of the church, not a place of judgment, but a field hospital. Amen.